Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it should be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. This passage, this conclusion of the gospel today indicates at least this much, that the Lord Jesus expected his disciples to pray together. That's just an expectation behind what he's saying here. If two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them, sort of thing. Of course, my disciples are going to pray together. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And this is a very, very important aspect of our Christian discipleship. But one, I'm afraid, at least for some of us, might be a little unfamiliar or might be a little bit uncomfortable. And I really think it's something very, very important for us to be working out. I sound like a broken record. I've been saying this probably ever since I got here, but I do feel confirmed in this, to tell you the truth, especially in this amazing parish process that we've been going through. I've mentioned that a number of times. Back in May of last year, a little group of us went off to this conference. There was supposed to be one again this summer. It didn't happen, except virtually. They were saying, especially in light of what's gone on in the pandemic and the life of the church, which has kind of been, if you look at it a lot of ways, I mean, you can have a lot of opinions about a lot of things, but one of the things you could say for sure is it's an opportunity for beginning again a lot of things, or an opportunity to really highlight and emphasize certain things in the life of our parish. And what has been encouraged in the amazing parish process is this idea of prayer together. That we be a praying community, that we pray with one another, for example, as husbands and wives. We pray together as families. That we pray together with our friends. We pray together in the ministries, for example, within the parish. That we take opportunities to pray together, to open our hearts with those things that we want to put before the Lord. Whether it's intercessory prayer, I think that sometimes some of the very easiest way to do this, to share with one another and ask others to pray with us for certain intentions, either for ourselves or for other people or for situations in the world. Another wonderful way to do this is in prayer of thanksgiving. We have so much to give thanks to God for, and to share. That's a wonderful way to build up our faith, is when we give thanks to God for our blessings, and in a sense, we multiply and share those blessings when we ask others to join in prayer of thanksgiving with us. Prayer of praise and adoration of God. Again, isn't that amplified when we do that together, And this is something, again, that the Lord just sort of assumes this is going to go on. He assumes that his disciples will pray with one another, pray to the Father through him, with him, and in him, but also with one another. And so I really do recommend this to us. It takes, as I said at the beginning, it might be something that we're a little bit either unfamiliar with or uncomfortable with in a way. There is a risk involved in it, we do have to sort of open ourselves up a little bit. We have to let down our defenses. We have to really share of ourselves. And there's always a little bit of risk in that. That's true in any act, loving act, is always a risky act, There's a beautiful book that St. John Paul wrote long before he was Pope, The name of the book is Love and Responsibility. And saying those two things necessarily go together. It's kind of a wildly countercultural idea in the world we live in, you know? We think love just if you cite love, it means you can just do any old thing you want to do, you know? But St. John Paul says, and I think this is, you know, good theology, that love and responsibility always go together, real, authentic love. That when we love another, we are also accepting responsibility for the other. And when we accept someone else's love, we are accepting responsibility for that. Probably the most profound example of that in Christian life is the sacrament of holy matrimony. That's precisely what happens in the exchange of consents between husband and wife in the sacrament of holy matrimony. This complete letting down of our guard, this complete surrender, this complete gift, again, in that words of St. John Paul, of ourselves to another. Very risky business, is it? And then the acceptance of that gift with all that that entails, which is a great deal of responsibility. To accept a gift that precious requires a great deal of responsibility on our part. Well, I think the same sort of thing goes on when we pray with one another. Maybe not in such a complete and unconditional and total gift of self, but it's the same sort of thing. I know I had a very beautiful example of this when I was chaplain at University Catholic with some of the students. We had a little group that we called the Oratory, and it was just a group of mainly young men, although I was a part of it, so it couldn't have been all young. And also there was another man who was a professor who was even older than I was, who was a part of it. And it was quite a remarkable experience. And it's very simple. We would get together, reflect on a passage of scripture. I think usually just the gospel reading for the day. Read it prayerfully, share with one another prayerfully about it, not in a, you know, sort of scholarly sort of way, or, you know, getting on our own high horse about it or something, but just what it seemed that the Lord was saying to us in that passage. And then after a little bit of time, also then share intercessory prayer, prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of praise or adoration, any of these. It's very, very simple. But I have to say that the way in which at least this particular group entered into it was very profound experience of love and responsibility. I knew a man, I've shared this story with you too. You know, when you get old, you share, you only got so many stories, I guess, you know, but this is about family prayer. And a man, they have several children, and when they were younger, they're mainly grown now, but they would, they had this habit of prayer as a family together. It's very simple, but again, really very, I was with them a few times, you know, I just happened to be at their house when they'd be doing this, and they just had this habit of getting together, and they would share, each person would share one thing to give thanks for that day, and one thing they wanted to pray for that day. And then I think they just said a decade of the rosary together or something like that. You know, just, it was very simple. But that father, who was very engaged in the life of his family, said, "Do you know how many things I have learned are important to my children because they mentioned it in their prayer?" That I didn't know about otherwise. And this is a very engaged father. I have to say the same thing happened with me in that group. Things that I never knew about except for the fact that they prayed about it. It's a level of human intimacy, you know, that I think is so important for us to engage in, to really build authentic Christian community. I cannot, it's one of the things, like in marriage prep, I talk to couples about when they're getting, I said the most important thing practically you could be doing in getting ready for marriage is to start praying together. You will come to know, that's one of the things you want to do in marriage preparation, is come to know as much as you possibly can about the other person, you know, and to share as much of yourself with you as you possibly can, you know. And one of the ways we need to do that is in prayer, is as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, to pray together, to share our stories together even, if you really want to get out there. You know, we all have a story of our discipleship, and they're all different. And it's very, very powerful to hear how the Lord has called each one of us to himself, and how we've responded, or maybe failed to respond at certain times, but how he keeps calling, you know. And also then how we are engaged in bringing others to Jesus. But maybe that's for another day. Again, I say to you, apparently Jesus was repetitive too, just like me. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which you are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.